Tom C. McKnight, Jr. I'm dictating a neurological report on Diego, D-I-E-G-O, Ramos, R-A-M-O-S. Middle initial is A. His address is 256 Spice Tree Street, Gridley, California, 95948. Phone 530-744-9235. ID is XXX XXX 3525. Be right there. Pharmacy is CVS. I'm sorry, his insurance is Blue Cross. The clinical indication is neurological evaluation with history of recurrent seizures. It is addressed to 2 Hector Lopez, MD, family practice. Below that, Gridley Medical. Below that, 520 Kentucky Street, Gridley, California, 95948-2116. 530-846-6231, 530-740-5177, parenthesis fax, end parenthesis, clinical indication, neurological evaluation with a history of recurrent seizures. Dear Dr. Lopez and professional colleagues, thank you for referring Diego Ramos for neurological evaluation. New paragraph. Diego is a 20-year-old college graduate currently working for T-Mobile, with an unremarkable previous childhood and adult medical history. New paragraph. He gives a recent history of having seizures in two occasions. Both were associated with and following alcohol consumption. One or two of them associated with exposure to flashing lights. New paragraph. His fiance observed him having fallen out of bed, convulsing on the floor, grunting and snorting, and taking a period of time to improve. Subparagraph, EMS staff were called, and he remained confused and was transported to Enloe Hospital, Gridley Hospital, where he underwent CT imaging on both occasions, both of which studies were reported to be unremarkable. New paragraph. He recovered from both episodes without complication. New paragraph. He denies having headaches or any confusion or other neurological symptoms. New paragraph, he is working and not having difficulty. New paragraph, he was not placed on any medications. New paragraph, his neurological examination today is unremarkable. New paragraph, cranial nerves 2 through 12 are normal. New paragraph, his motor examination demonstrates normal bulk, tone, strength, and movement. Sensory examination is intact all modalities. His deep tendon reflexes were deferred. Ambulatory examination remains fluid, not ataxic. Romberg's test was unremarkable. New paragraph, diagnostic impression. History of recurrent seizures on two occasions with a history of alcohol exposures, exceptional circumstances, followed by unsustained convulsions 3 months apart. Last seizure was in June 2023. New paragraph, recommendations. We are scheduling Diego for his first static electroencephalogram in Oroville. New paragraph, I will see him for reevaluation with the results of that testing, and if not positive for epilepsy, then we will perform an ambulatory electroencephalogram for any additional diagnostic clues that may be present. New paragraph, at this time, with avoidance of alcohol, sleep deprivation, and improved diet and nutritional supplementation, I would anticipate that Diego will successfully complete his evaluation and probably not show evidence of underlying epilepsy. New paragraph, today we had an extended face-to-face discussion regarding State of California requirements for the operation of motor vehicle. Subparagraph, his license, it was reported to him that his license would be suspended, but he hasn't received any paperwork from the DMV yet. New paragraph, I explained to him that he should avoid driving in these circumstances until his evaluation is completed. New paragraph, we discussed the fact that without recurrent convulsions over a three-month period of time, that he may be in a situation in which he is demonstrating resistance to any convulsions due to a healthier lifestyle. New paragraph, should we identify that he has epilepsy risk factors, he will be initiated on anticonvulsant therapy, which is also discussed today as far as the benefit, difficulties, restrictions, and prognosis. New paragraph, I will see him again for follow-up with the results of his EEG testing in a few weeks. I will send a follow-up report then, period.